As week three of this election campaign goes on, the government's managed to drag the debate back to the economy with the focus on Labor's costings, even if its exaggerated claims have seen the Treasurer ridiculed and accused of having black holes in his black hole claims. But last night, as we heard on AN this morning, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce turned the dial back to asylum seekers when he inserted the issue of boat arrivals into the televised regional leaders' debate.
And might I remind you that when we closed down the live animal export industry, it was around about the same time that we started seeing a lot of people arriving in boats in Australia.
Well, Chris, that's...
Barnaby Joyce, I have to stop you there for a second.
Do you realise that you're suggesting that the Indonesian government then unleashed the boats in response?
I think it's absolutely the case that we created extreme bad will with Indonesia when we closed down the live animal export
industry. What's that got to do with refugees, Barnaby?
It was Barnaby Joyce and Richard Di Natale, and they're on stage, also Joel Fitzgibbon, in the regional leaders' debate last night. Well, Paul Bongiorno was watching that debate, and he joins us in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Barnaby Joyce didn't so much as introduce the issue of boat people into that debate. He took a crowbar and levered it fair square into it, didn't he?
Well, if we're into metaphors, I think he got the dead cat and shoved it right there in the middle of the table. Look, John Howard is on the record as saying that he believes that Barnaby Joyce is one of the best retail politicians he's seen. And if it's the purpose of the coalition, Liberals and Nationals, to make, you know, to keep asylum seekers, if not front and centre, right up there in the spotlight, then Barnaby Joyce last night, it worked a treat for him. There is no doubt that he dragged asylum seekers in. He'd link them to anything, really, he did it last night. And what are we doing today? We're talking about asylum seekers, and don't let the facts get in the way. I mean, the whole issue of live export trade did worry a lot of people.
Did create extreme bad will with Indonesia, as Barnaby Joyce said last night.
Well, it created tension with Indonesia. Mm. There's absolutely no doubt about it. But the issue over animal cruelty was something that the Indonesians claimed they were a bit concerned about as well. But as we saw, that was eventually sorted out, and in international terms, fairly quickly. I think the trade was restored within 3 months, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the cattle industry says it did really clobber them, but relations were restored. Certainly, Marty Nadalegawa, he was the Indonesian foreign minister at the height of those tensions and the ongoing tensions too, over a number of issues. He's come out pretty quickly. He's described it as shocking to suggest the Indonesian government would put lives at risk simply to make a political point. He says it was patently false, and he says at best it represents an overanalysis of the subject. It's shocking to suggest the Indonesian government would risk the safety and lives of innocent asylum seekers in making the treacherous journey to Australia simply to make a point. Now, Barnaby Joyce, as we've heard, has since come out this morning and said, "I'm not saying it caused Indonesians to start sending people across, but it made it incredibly difficult for us to negotiate." But he sort of was saying that, wasn't he?
Well, look, he certainly was. The figures, by the way, do show that the build-up in boat arrivals started, with a vengeance. It was already coming, but the numbers increased exponentially around this time, which of course Barnaby Joyce, his intervention today has pointed the finger back at that. Now the other point there is it raises the issue on who stopped the boats. Well, we know Tony Abbott stopped the boats, but we now know that Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten say they'll keep the boats stopped.
Yeah, that's right. Well, talking of that, we know they're going to keep the boat stopped because that happened to be in some speaking notes that were left by Labor frontbencher David Feeney on a television studio desk after an interview last night. And it contains those lines and a few other lines. It's got the government all hot and bothered. It does contain also some answers about Labor's costings. But nevertheless, David Feeney on the Sky interview last night couldn't answer some pretty important questions around that. For instance, will Labor keep the school kids bonus? It's around $4 billion policy. The government wants to scrap it. We're not sure yet if Labor's going to keep it, but if they do, they'll have to pay for it. So in a sense, David Feeney has kept the whole costings thing alive.
Yes, he has. David Feeney is having a Tony Abbott-type election campaign. Remember 2007?
Yeah, that was a bad one for Tony Abbott.
A shocking campaign. He had a much better better one last time, of course. But David Feeney is having a Tony Abbott moment, I think. This has been a very bad campaign for him and for Labor as a result. Yes, costings, and yes, he should know that school kids bonus, which is expensive, around $4.5 billion, I'm pretty sure is going to be Labor's policy. And yes, it will then raise the question again, where's the money coming from? And we do know that Labor, in the 4 years, we haven't seen their numbers yet, but there is absolutely no doubt that when we do see their numbers for the 4 years, the Ford estimates, that it will probably have a deficit a bit bigger than the Liberals and the Nationals.
Mm, yeah, but the point is, Labor's not going to roll out its policies sort of all in one go, so
no.
It won't be. It'll have to keep putting this off and saying, well, you'll get it all in due time, which allows the government now 5 weeks of this, in a sense. Now, we see this dance every time, but it will keep putting pressure on the opposition.
Well, you would have thought that someone who's on the front bench in the shadow cabinet would know that what direction Labor's heading on that particular policy, which does resonate out there in the electorate, which is the reason why I suspect that Labor will keep it. And Labor's certainly been making a big noise about it for the last, 2 or 3 years.
Was their policy?
Ever since the 2014 budget. Mm. So, so he should have been more adept in the way he handled those questions, because, as you say, he and other Labor front benches are going to be asked those sorts of questions between now and whenever the numbers come out.
And you can't go leaving your speaking notes behind. Tell you what, we've got the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, coming up after 8 on The Crunch, so we can ask him. Go straight to the horse's mouth. Thanks very much, Paul.
Thanks, Fran. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with Network 10.